Guys, we're going to do one more story, then we're going to take a short intermission. Dear friend of the Nerdalogs, Miss Nora Seidman.
I don't engage in physical activity, so I don't have physical scars. So this is another emotional one. So as a child, I was probably the biggest puss alive. I was afraid of loud noises to the point of dreading the 4th of July, where I would hide under the blanket that we went to see. My father, who was a giant White Sox fan, would take us to games, and when they score a home run, fireworks go off there, and I would cry every time. And, let's see, I didn't go on my first roller coaster until I was 12. And what else? This is great. And I used to really love the TV show Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I was probably, like, a preteen at this point, and the way our house was set up, we had the TV room and then, like, an annex off the room, which is where the computer was, and it just had an open door frame but no door. And since they weren't very subtle about, like, when the scary parts were coming, I would get up and, like, go watch from around the doorway so I could really easily hide. And this was all, like, terrible news to my mother, who loves classic horror movies. And when I was maybe 12 or 13, we were sitting at home flipping through the channels, and Psycho was on, and it was right at the shower scene. And I was like, open my mouth to protest, and my mother said, like, nope, we're watching this, just try it. And we watched the scene, and I turned to her and I said, oh, that wasn't so bad. And that was it. Like, that was it for my mother. And she decided that we were going to watch, like, all of her favorite movies, all of her favorite classic horror movies together. And so we watched The Rest of Psycho, and she didn't tell me that the imagery at the end of the movie is, like, far scarier than the shower scene. So that was a big surprise. And like, the big ones in her life were Psycho, that was huge, Rosemary's Baby, which I was fine with, except that was, like, a really graphic rape scene to watch with your mother when you're 12, but, you know, it was okay. And then we watched her favorite movie of all time, the original Halloween. And we watched this on, it was a Saturday night, like, started it kind of late. And I was fine, like, while the movie was going on. Probably hid my face behind a pillow, but you know, I sat and watched the whole thing, and I was okay. And then it was over. My mother turned to me, and she said, Nora, do you know why that movie was so scary? It's because no one even knew there was a killer out there until it was too late. Well, good night. See you in the morning. And send me off to bed. And I did not sleep until 6 o'clock in the morning. Because every time I closed my eyes, I just imagined the killer in his ski mask and giant knife standing over my bed silently. And to this day, I still, like, point that out to my mother is, like, the worst, like, the worst thing she's ever done to me. And, you know, in the grand scheme of things, not that bad of a scar to have.
Thank you very much, Nora. So when we put up the event, Kevin, who is Nerdalog's founder, said, I wonder if some people are going to think that the theme of this event was scared instead of scarred. Nora, you did both, so points for that.